guys, this TikTok is going to make your day. For those of you that hate the restrictions and you don't like them in your schools, I'm going to tell you the story of how one single mom was able to eradicate all restrictions in her son's school. So the superintendents are the ones who make all the rules for the schools underneath them. The superintendent is a public official and they are bonded. They have a surety bond, which means they are personally liable for a very large amount of money. In this case, it was $4 million if someone files a claim against them. So everyone knows these restrictions break a ton of laws. So this lady was able to get a hold of their surety bond, and then she served them a letter of intent stating that she was gonna file a claim against it. Of course, they tried to evade her, but she finally was able to serve them, and she gave them 5 days to remove their restrictions. They didn't do anything, so she went ahead and filed a claim. You're not gonna believe what happened. Once she filed that claim, all state and federal funding stopped until the claim could be resolved. And because in her claim she listed all the laws that were being broken, they couldn't prove her otherwise. So the lawyer said, listen, we're not gonna win this one. You have to remove all restrictions or you're liable for this huge claim. And they left the superintendent, they hung her out to dry. Now she's liable for this massive claim. And even if the claim doesn't go through, she's still liable for the $40,000 deductible. All public officials have these bonds, mayors, anybody who's elected or appointed, and you can make a claim against them if they're harming you. This is a huge game changer, guys. Start looking into how to get a hold of these surety bonds. The amazing thing about this process is it doesn't require a lawyer. It just requires you as the individual to do the research, to file a proper claim, and to serve them with a proper letter of intent. And there was a ripple effect. All the surrounding districts, when they got wind of this, they started pulling all the contact information for all of the board members. Okay, they are scared. They know that you're coming after them. If you want more information, check out my comments and check out the website bondsforthewin.com.
And I'm holding in my hand the agreement that you recently signed in order to obtain $30 million in ESSER funds from the federal government. You've agreed to enforce strict mask policies, strict contact tracing policies, free vaccination clinics for teachers and students, and you've agreed to bring in federally funded social workers to enforce this agenda. Since receiving these funds, the teachers have been encouraging our children to take vaccinations and that their age of consent is 5 years old. Really? Since when are any of these teachers in the school district qualified to give medical advice to children? And since when in the history of our great nation have you ever wanted to take on that liability? And who is liability if one single child dies of a vaccine? Due to this very unfortunate circumstance, I stand before you today with a letter of intent to file a claim against your surety bond. Please be advised that you will be personally liable for up to $100,000 per claim, and I have 10 claims. If you do not resolve the following issues within the next 5 business days. Number one, Jan Michael B. Greenberg needs to resign. Number two, remove all masking and testing requirements both on and off campus. Stop recommending them entirely. Number three, close down any and all vaccine clinics and stop recommending them to anyone. From this day forward, it will be the sole decision of the parents to make health-related decisions for their children. Number four, you must renegotiate all of your terms with regard to the most recent ESSER contract. Moving forward, every line item that you agree to must be voted on by all of the parents. You must provide us your books, because at number five, we will perform an audit with regards to school spending as well as the spending of these ESSER funds over the past 2 years. And number six, you must, and I mean you must, remove all the books in the school libraries or curriculum that promote pedophilia, underage sex, abortion, or any other unacceptable forms of sexual influence upon our children. During every communist regime takeover in the country, in the history of our world, they've always used these programs to divide.
Thank you for wrapping it up.
I'm fine. You're not allowed to.
give them.
Because I'm just serving them.
You are not allowed to serve in the public meeting.
I must serve them publicly.
You are not to take that.
And that's for you. Please have a seat, Mr. Greenberg. He said he was here tonight.
Mr. Greenberg is not here this evening, and you meant four members are
Well, he is here by serve. So everyone's time is up here by serve.
And Watkins to begin. Thank you.